Carroll Tigers come off a 5-4 season last year as longtime head coach Denny McCartan joins us here today as we continue to preview the upcoming football season. And Coach, it's been a while since I had a chance to catch up with you. It's good to get a chance to chat with you here today.
Yeah, same here. It's been a long time.
Denny, you and I were chatting a little bit before the show started today. It's been an odd off season for everybody. How has that impacted you guys as far as trying to get practices done and get the things done you need to do to get ready for a season?
You know, everybody's in the same boat, so you just got to slow things down. You know, if you sit there in a rush and think, I got to get this in, you're just fooling yourself, you know. Figure out what you really want to do. I think it's probably made us more, you know, cautious and more concise about the things we actually want to accomplish this year in terms of offense and defense, and just being smart about what we want to do, and, you know, not trying to put too much in, and, you know, kind of doing what all coaches preach, being great at very few things, not good at a lot.
If I remember last year, you guys simplified things a little bit. Is that still the same plan for this season?
Yeah, we would like to, you know, if you can find a few run plays and a few pass plays that are your go-to. And, you know, some people always get caught up in the fact that, you know, well, they know what you're going to do. It's like, well, if they can't stop it, it's not a big deal. So, you know, our goal is to try and be good at a few things, and it's fine if they know that we're doing it. And, you know, we'll just keep working towards getting better at it.
Do you guys got good numbers out this year?
Yes, it's kind of been a crazy phenomenon. We've got more varsity kids out than we've had in a long time. You know, I think it was like 61 or 62 kids out. The freshman numbers are down a little bit. I think there's only 20 freshmen out. But, yeah, it's been a kind of a crazy phenomenon. We've had, you know, a couple kids that have never gone out before come out this year. So it's kind of been fun in that aspect.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the staff. Staff the same or any changes with it this year?
Nope, that's a good thing about it. We're still together. We've still got, you know, Eric Nago, Craig Rowetter, Steve Schabel, Tony Hooper, Doug Lighting, Brian Grooms. We're all still working together, so it's a pretty cohesive group over the years.
Talk about how that helps, because guys know what they're doing as far as coaches, so it's got to make transitions through this type of a season a little easier.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, nobody could do anything, you know, install-wise until July, and we were able to go ahead and do that. Worked pretty seamless. The kids came in, and we were, you know, tweaking up a few things, but trying to stick to what we has know has gotten us to the situation we are, you know, in terms of record and things like that. So, you know, it's been a pretty seamless transition. And again, like I said, we didn't try to install too much during the summer. Just go back and do what we did, as opposed to adding a bunch of stuff and getting crazy and confusing the kids.
Coach, let's start off on the offensive side of the ball. How do you feel about it coming into the season? Where do you feel like you'll be pretty good? Where do you feel like you maybe still have some work to do?
Well, you know, we've got a ton of skill kids coming back, which is a great problem to have. You know, with Colby Christensen, Torrey Feldman, Cade Schabel, you know, Ryan Johnston. You know, we've got a lot of kids like that coming back. Abe Dirks, Mitchell Owen. So we've got all those guys that have started. You know, we've got Slade Siebenhaller and Kellen Jones really working at the quarterback position. And, you know, Slade split time with Kobe Vincent his sophomore year for the first three games. So he's got experience under his belt. And, you know, all the coaches feel like all of our quarterbacks can run this year, and we're really excited about that. We've got those kids coming back. You know, Caden Cook will be in the backfield, you know, at times. And so we're really excited about what we've got. We're inexperienced in the offensive line. We know that. But we've got a lot of kids that are now getting their shot. They're seniors. You know, they want to step up and prove that they can play too.
Do you have some depth in that offensive line, even though it's inexperienced, to be able to push each other?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, we've got kids like Carter Vernami, who played, you know, on the defensive side of the ball last year, Tyson Bordenero, Nolan Landauer, Colin Schultes, Ethan Hacker. You know, we've got kids that we want to really rotate in there and get looks at from different times. Everett Sampson, you know, Dylan DeMay, all these kids have been working really hard, and they want to get their shot to get into that lineup if they can.
Coach, you mentioned all the different weapons you have, you know, as far as athletes coming back. How do you separate the ball between all those guys? And I don't know, give them touches or keep everybody happy, what the term is that they use today.
We're not the NFL, so we don't got to keep everybody happy. No, we don't have to worry about that. But I think it's just being smart, you know, instead of trying to say we got to get this kid the ball. It's like, you know, what is working in the scheme of things? You know, what's the defense going to give us? You know, there are certain things when we run our quick routes, we feel very confident this year running those and throwing those and stuff like that. And there's some more play action passes we'd really like to incorporate this year. So, you know, anytime you got an all district running back coming back with Ryan Johnson, he's going to get his touches, and has done a great job so far this season, so we're pretty excited about that. But again, you know, like I said, with our slots, you know, you've got Cade Schabel come back. He played tight end and slot for us last year. Abe Dirks played slot for us. You know, Torrey Feldman, we're going to work him in there at the slot position and also at split end. Colby Christensen does a great job. So, you know, and Emmanuel Gigolo's a senior that hasn't started before, but he's really come on and had a great preseason. So we're excited about these guys.
With that many weapons, probably got to feel pretty good about special teams in the return game.
You know, we do. You know, we got Elijah Lee. He's an all-district kicker coming back. We got all-district punter coming back with Ty Nissen. We've got return guys, you know, with Torrey Feldman and, again, Abe Dirks. Those guys have done a great job returning the ball last year and in the preseason. So we're pretty excited about those guys, too.
What have you seen from your two quarterbacks with Slade and Kellen, both seniors?
Yeah, and I think they're both really athletic. That's the thing, you know, we've got Ethan Langlang, a junior, too. And I just think that they're really athletic, and they see the field. They're big, tall kids, and you know, they want to run the ball. So that just adds a whole new dimension to our offense, and they've really bought into it. And, you know, sometimes we also kind of almost got to tell them, guys, you know, you got to make the read as opposed to just predetermining that, you know, I'm going to fake it and run it. So that, and it's good, you know, they're big, strong kids, and they want to get after it, and they're heady players. And so we're pretty excited about giving them, you know, the opportunity to show their skills out there. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask, well, who's going to start? And it's like, you know what, right now we can't say that. We don't know, but we also know that I think that, you know, the first few games of the season, we need to see both of them on the field at some point.
This many guys out, are you still going to have a lot of guys playing both ways, or will we not see much of that?
No, I think that, you know, there's no way you can not play. You know, Abe Dirks is a great slot back, but he's also a great outside linebacker. You know, Cade Schabel would get some looks on defense, and he's also really good on offense. But the nice part is we've got kids that can spell kids. You know, if Slade's starting at outside linebacker and he's, you know, makes a great play or whatever and he's winded, and, you know, it's no big deal to put Kellen in at quarterback, or, you know, vice versa, if Kellen's playing defensive end and he's tired, and, you know, it's no big deal to put Slade in there and feel like you don't have to change the offense at all. Nothing will be different.
What's the defense look like? You feel pretty confident about that this year?
We've got a lot of kids coming back. You know, there's no doubt about that. You know, we've got, everybody talks about it, starts up front. We don't have returning guys up in the defensive line. You know, Carter Vanami did play some there last year, but we're pretty excited about the kids that are filling. You know, Caden Cook's a junior. He's done a great job. He's a beast in the weight room, and he's done a great job at defensive end. We've got a lot of guys fighting for the other position in the linebackers. You know, Ty Nissen's all-district linebacker in the middle. He did a great job, and he's been very frustrating to go against when he's on scout defense, because he just reads so well and he flies to the ball, and you want to yell at somebody about, like, why can't anybody block him? But you know the answer. He's just that good. And again, like I said, you know, you got Jack Troutman, you've got Abe Dirks, both on the outside backers. They started last year for you, and the secondary is really solid with Colby Christensen and Torrey Feldman returning. Then, you know, you add Emmanuel in there. He's done a great job, too. Jackson Kuhlman's really stepped up during the preseason. So there's just a lot of things that we get to look at, and it makes you feel pretty confident. If we're inexperienced in the offensive line, our defense sometimes will be able to make up for some if we have some glitches.
Denny, last year you guys went into week 9 down at DCG, chance to get in, ended up losing a heartbreaker down there. How much did that push the guys in the offseason?
I think it pushed them a lot. You know, it's just very frustrating to lose by a touchdown and to leave plays out on the field. You know, they got one of the touchdowns off of a muffed punt on our end. You know, just hit one of our guys on the return team. They didn't even see the ball and put them in great field position. You know, and so it's just stuff like that kind of, you know, sticks in your craw a little bit, and you want to get back and prove that, you know, you're the team that you think you are.
How do you like the schedule? How do you like the look of the district, and where do you guys fit into that district mix?
This is going to be a really tough district. You know, obviously you got Lewis Central, you got Harlan, you got Glenwood that everybody's looking at saying, well, you know, there's the bullseyes right there. You know, Denison, I think, they've been kind of that team that's been in the northern northwest corner. They've been in the southwest corner. Just, you know, so it's hard for some consistency for them to get to know all these teams real well. Creston's in the mix. I don't know a lot about them in terms of, we haven't played them for a few years, but, you know, the other teams with the Harlan, the Lewis Central, and the Glenwood, we've played them almost year in and year out. So I'd have to say Lewis Central's probably the favorite, just because of the kids they got coming back and, you know, the accolades those kids have gotten in the offseason.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I think this is going to be a fun season. It's going to be an odd season maybe, but I like the amount of kids and the group that you've got coming back. I think it should be a good year for Carroll Tiger football. Appreciate you taking the time to join us here today. Look forward to working with you a lot during the season, and wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Danny McCartney again with the Carroll Tigers. We'll step away. We'll preview more football. We'll talk Wolves football with Head Coach Tom Casey from IK Manning. That's coming up next here on the Football Preview Show on KCIM.